Muslims in Texas are under scrutiny right now. Top Texas politicians are invoking fears of Islamic extremism as they push for policies that target Muslim groups. But as Houston Public Media's Natalie Weber reports, for many young Muslims, this attitude is at odds with the welcoming Texas they call home.
It's a Saturday evening during Ramadan, and chicken curry, naan, and rice are on the menu at the Merriam Islamic Center outside Houston. Hundreds of people have gathered here to break their fasts under an American flag and a Texas flag waving in the center's courtyard.
Ramadan is a spiritually grounding month for me. I feel like it kind of redirects my intentions and purpose.
Warda Wine is a 25-year-old Pakistani-American who grew up in the Dallas area and moved to Houston for dental school. She brought a Catholic classmate with her to the iftar. This year, the two friends began observing Ramadan and Lent on the same day.
I feel like our generation has been doing a good job of, you know, educating themselves, getting information, seeking information, and kind of making opinions and judgments on their own accord.
But the conversations she's having with her peers are very different from the conversations playing out in Texas government.
The ban on Sharia law in Texas is now strengthened.
In September, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a law banning what he called, quote, Sharia compounds, targeting a Dallas-area housing development geared toward Muslims. He's also barred a national Muslim civil rights group from purchasing land in Texas. The governor has been joined in his efforts by the state's attorney general, Ken Paxton, as well as two congressmen from Texas who started something called the Sharia Free America Caucus. Despite these actions, many young Muslims say they still feel welcome here. Later that same Saturday, dozens came to hang out at a Yemeni coffee shop and socialize after breaking the fast. Among them is 27-year-old Aisha Imran, who ordered a caramel macchiato and honeycomb bread.
When people see the truth and like how welcoming people are from the Muslim community, I think all that propaganda goes, you know, out the window, to be honest.
Imran grew up in Massachusetts, where she was one of the only Muslims in her friend group. Here, she feels part of a larger Muslim community. Both Houston and Dallas are known for significant Muslim populations. About 2% of adults in Texas practice Islam, according to Pew Research.
Coming here was definitely a big change. I saw a lot of different groups of Muslims, Arabs, Pakistanis.
Imran says she enjoys the feeling of community that Ramadan brings and believes it demonstrates what Islam is really about: hospitality, devotion, and service.
Yeah! Yeah! Let's go! Let's go!
At a table outside the coffee shop, a group of young men is playing the card game Mafia. 18-year-old Samer Damasi was born and raised in the Houston suburbs. He's aware of the anti-Muslim sentiment from elected officials, but he says he doesn't let it bother him. He loves being Muslim, and he's found his home state to be welcoming.
I think all religions can be peaceful in America. I feel like there's a lot of Muslims here, so we should have the right to, you know, believe what we believe.
And that's a deeply American value, Damasi says, the right to freedom of religion. For NPR News, I'm Nedley Weber in Houston.